Delaney, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. We appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. I found this news topic at the Michigan Manufacturers Association website at a story there talking about testimony on oral chemotherapy. Tell us about the story in these series of bills.
Sure thing. It's legislation that's before the House Health Policy Committee right now that would mandate parity in the cost of coverage for oral chemotherapy drugs and intravenous chemotherapy treatments. And on the face, it seems to be a really simple measure to just level the playing field for chemotherapy treatments. But what we're really talking about here amounts to government price controls and may actually raise costs for many patients.
All right. Tell us why we should care about this.
Well, the proponents of the legislation will tell you that the bills are needed to force insurance companies to pay for oral chemotherapy drugs. But what they fail to tell you is that patients are already guaranteed access to both IV treatments and oral chemotherapy drugs under Michigan law. There's been a mandate in place since 1989. So typically, oral chemotherapy drugs are covered as a Tier 2 pharmacy benefit, and IV treatments are covered under the medical benefit, and usually subject to deductibles and coinsurance. So, in many ways, this is a solution looking for a problem.
So tell us why these bills are even on the table if there's already coverage taken care of.
You know, we're wondering that ourselves. What we see, these bills don't impact the underlying price of the drug. The cost doesn't evaporate. It's simply shifted to the payer. What we have here is a government-mandated shift in the responsibility of carrying the burden of that cost over to the employer. And what I can tell you, Tony, is that our manufacturers are very concerned about the cost of health care. Many of our members have experienced rate increases in excess of 30 to 40%. And statewide, cost of employer-provided health care has risen 83.4%. And just this year, I think I was talking to you earlier, I think it was late last year, I talked to you about Michigan's new Health Insurance Claims Act tax that added 1% of all claims paid to the cost of employer-provided health care. So we don't need more bills that will add to the cost of health care.
We're talking with Delaney Newberry, who is the Michigan Manufacturers Association Director of Human Resource Policy. You know what's interesting about this, Delaney, it would seem to go against business and manufacturing. It seems like Rick Snyder, his administration, and the Republicans have been against this type of legislation. So it makes you wonder, why are we talking about it?
Yeah, we agree. We've seen things moving in a new and better direction under the current leadership, and we're seeing barriers to job growth being removed, and results are definitely showing.
Now,
you know, looking at numbers, Michigan is now ahead of the national average in the percentage change in total job growth over last year. And I'm proud to say that manufacturing is leading the recovery. So we should be focusing on policies that continue in that trend, not something that raises the cost of health care.
Who are the authors of Senate Bills 540, 541, and House Bill 5132 and 5133?
Senator Roger Kahn is the author of Senate Bills 540 and 541, and Representative Gail Haynes authored 5132 and 5133.
Well, it's something that we're going to definitely look into. As a matter of fact, we already have a phone call into Mr. Hahn. Before I let you go, just wanted to get your take on other bills that may be affecting us here in the state, especially when we talk about business and manufacturing.
Sure.
Is there anything that sticks out to you?
Well, we definitely are looking forward to the elimination of the personal property tax. This is a tax that does not make sense, and it makes our state incredibly uncompetitive. So we're hoping to see that legislation introduced soon and appreciate the work by the legislature to get us more competitive.
We talk about a beast to term. Being a human resources individual for a manufacturing company must be very challenging.
Well, we've been really busy the last couple of years, but hopefully we're doing things to get us on the right track.
Is there anything else that the state can do beyond what we've talked about that could help manufacturing?
Well, I think we've got a lot of things that we're working together with the administration and legislators on. With regard to taxes, with regard to training programs, we want to make sure that we continue to have that pipeline of workers fully flourishing, making sure that we've got workers of the future going into the coming years for manufacturers.
Delaney Newberry is the Michigan Manufacturers Association Director of Human Resources. Delaney, a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great weekend.